biggest story we've been talking about today for sure is the announcement today that the NCAA has ordered UMHB to vacate their wins from 2016 and 17, including their national championship in 2016, as a result of some what can only be described as, on paper, relatively minor violations, and certainly not anything from our viewpoint that would recommending what they've punished UMHB with, in addition to the self-imposed penalties that they already had given themselves as well. And somebody who was a part of that 2016 national championship, he was the Stag Bowl MVP, in fact, Blake Jackson joins us now here on ESPN Central Texas. And Blake, man, I'll just start off by asking you, when you saw the news today about the NCAA punishment, and I know Coach Fred's had a press conference now at this point, as somebody on that 2016 team, as a proud Crusader, what first went through your mind, and what's going through your mind right now, man?
I mean, when I first seen the news, I was on Twitter, and it just kind of, you know, hit me as a shock. I definitely, you know, I was just sitting there, just got done training, working out, and went to my phone and seen that, and I was just like, wow. And, you know, I reached out to some of the guys asking them, you know, like what was going on, and they filled me in with, you know, the details to it. And, yeah, a lot of it to me just doesn't make sense, you know. The NCAA, number one, you know, they've faced a lot of backlash throughout the years with harsh punishments and all that kind of stuff, and just, you know, other things outside of just, like, punishments, just the NCAA as an organization as a whole. And, you know, this is just another example of them, you know, it's not, I want to say abuse of power, but just giving the wrong type of punishment, you know, towards something that if you actually look at what happened and the details and you know about what happened, you would understand more and more that, hey, okay, this is not a good look on the NCAA. Definitely not with this punishment. Definitely not a good look whenever you have a coach who cares so much about his players that he is, you know, trying to – the aid that he does give to these players is not money, is not some type of thing to help that player gain any type of advantage on the football field, nothing like that. All Coach Fred had did was he supplied, you know, two of the players with a vehicle, a ran-down vehicle. It's not even like it was a luxury car or anything. Ran-down vehicle. And all he did was these kids needed help with getting to work, and they needed help with getting to class. You know, not a lot of people are, like, and I fall in the category, too. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of kids across the country that are in, you know, in college, and they are broke. And it's a lot of student-athletes, not just football players. It's a lot of student-athletes. We don't have the time to go sit there and get a job that allows us to pay for the bills. We don't have time to go, you know, with school and all the practice and our relative sport, we don't have time to go add in a full-time job to help pay for the bills. And a lot of us don't come from the same background. So when you have kids that come to school and they literally put all 24 hours of their day towards school and towards their sport and towards being the best student athlete that can be, it's kind of hard. It's very hard. And you have to do that 4 years of your life. And you know, I feel like people, it's so crazy, like, why would you take something away from a kid that's worked their tail off, like, because of something that, you know, they can't control, they don't know, and then, you know, they're seeking for help, and it's just kind of crazy. It's kind of, it's really a bad situation, and to be honest, quite frankly with you, it's a bad look on NCAA.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, it hit us with like a ton of bricks when we first saw the news. So as a player, I'm sure it hit you even harder than it hit us. But the thing about it is UMHB got out in front of it. UMHB, you know, self-reported. They put their own, you know, suspensions on Coach Fred and fines and all that. Was there ever a time, as far as you know, that they thought something as severe as what they're bringing down now could have been the penalty?
No. And that's literally, and I applaud Coach Fred and I applaud UMHB, the guys up there, for getting out in front of it and handling it the way that, you know, on their own terms. They didn't let the NCAA come in. They didn't wait for it to come out and then have to deal with the, you know, the consequences later after the fact. They actually gave themselves a chance and a voice, and they came out before all that stuff. and they, you know, they turned themselves in to you know, per se, to the NCAA, and you know, they were very, you know, they turned over all information that the NCAA asked for, everything. They complied with the NCAA throughout the whole process, and that's one thing you don't see across all the NCAA, all divisions. You don't see that. So for that to happen, and then this still be a sanction that they still gave, and a punishment that they still gave to UMHB, it doesn't correlate at all.
Blake Jackson joined us here on ESPN Central Texas. He was the Stag Bowl MVP back in 2016. Today the NCAA announces that that national championship doesn't count. And, Blake, I know it's fresh and it's brand new, and so you're probably still sorting through it as well. But just for you to think that that game and what that meant to not only yourself but to the program, to the city of Belton, that they are trying to take that away, just how does that hit you initially, man?
It's hard, you know. That's one of the – that's it's it makes me, you know, it makes me upset to a point, you know. I didn't even think I wanted to hop on the phone and talk about it because I didn't know if I'd be able to, you know, control what I wanted to say. But, you know, I'm good with that. But with this whole thing, you know, from that whole year, everything that led up from to that year and the whole history of the program, from what people in the community had, you know, fed into the school, and what – the people from the community, like, just like everything, the fans, the building of the stadium, the everything, everything that fed into and led up into that year and that championship, that being the first championship in school history, it speaks more than just it being a 2016 national championship. That was our first championship. That was a championship that multiple people from the community and from UMHB had worked their tail off from the beginning of the program being started.
Let me ask you this. You won the MVP, like Craig has mentioned. You won that because, one, you're a hell of a player. We all know that. We saw that on the field. But you're also a hell of a leader. So if you had the opportunity right now and you were in the huddle with all those guys, all your brothers on that team, and this came down and you could just talk to them right now, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, you know, this is one thing, you know, people, there's going to be times in life that we will face challenges, and we will face adversity, and we will face people telling us, there's always somebody out there trying to take something away from you. And one thing that I can say to them is that that championship, that win, that season, everything that we accomplished in that year cannot be taken away. Everything is set in stone. Even if somebody came along and said, oh, no, it's not. It doesn't matter. We have that part of our lives, that part of our careers is written in stone, and you can't take that away from us. We have the jewelry to show it off. We got the ring to show it off. We got everything that, you know, we have more proof, visible proof, than we have just words. So, you know, I would tell them to you know, don't let this discourage y'all or make y'all even think twice about if it still counts, because it does, and those memories are going to last forever. And I guarantee you, whatever the outcome is, I know with the appeal and everything, the appeal process, whatever the outcome is with that, regardless, we still are the 2016 national championships, and that's going to be for life.
Definitely agree with that, man. Reggie Bush still won the Heisman, and doesn't matter what anybody said, he still went out there and earned that. And you guys went and earned that national championship. You earned that Stag Bowl MVP. And I know that it's going to take a lot for us to not consider that UMHB was in 2016 national champion.
Right.
So hopefully this appeal process works out in the crew's favor. But, Blake, given the emotions involved with this, I'm sure, and the late notice or the short turnaround, I really appreciate you jumping on, man, and giving us your raw take on this.
Thank you.
And hope it works out for the best for you and the crew and everybody else involved. But thanks so much, man, for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.